The British rock group Radiohead has released its seventh album, titled In Rainbows, in an unusual fashion. Instead of releasing it initially as a CD, Radiohead is offering In Rainbows as a download on its official website. Fans are asked to pay as little or as much as they want to support what they want to hear. In a way, it's the rock music equivalent of public broadcasting pledge campaigns. Reportedly, more than 1 million fans downloaded In Rainbows the first day, voluntarily paying an average of about $8. Already, there has been a small backlash, both about the sound quality of the downloads and the suggestion that the whole thing may have been a publicity gimmick for the eventual release of a standard CD. But the band still gets credit for trying, and for making some of the best-reviewed music of its era. Here's a sample from the new album, a song called Jigsaw Falling Into Place.
Just as you take my hand, just as you write my number down, just as the jigs arrive, just as they play your favorite songs, your body disappears. No longer wind up like a spring before you had too much. Come back and focus again. The walls have been in shape. They got a Cheshire cat grin, all blurring into one. This place is on a mission. Before the night out, before the animal noises, closer get cameras, before you come but so.
That's Radiohead from the new album In Rainbows. Its 1997 album, OK Computer, was named the top album of the past 20 years by Spin magazine. Terry spoke with Radiohead's lead singer, Tom York, last year, and asked what made OK Computer different from the band's earlier albums, Pablo Honey and The Bends.
When we did The Bends, we were still figuring out, I think, the basics even of how to make records. And in the process of doing that, we met Nigel, who was the engineer on it, who then went and did OK Computer with us and has stayed with us. And then when we did OK Computer, I think the difference was that it was like the kids being let loose in the lab. You know, that's how it felt. I mean,
what were you trying that you hadn't tried before?
Well, we bought all our own equipment from some of the proceeds from the bands, and it was all transportable, and so it, you know, the equipment and the concept of recording became part of the creative process rather than something that was happening in another room over there and we were just told to do it again. So we were trying everything we could think of, really within limits. I guess since then that's got a little bit out of hand.
So were your musical tastes changing at about this time?
They're always changing, and we're always listening to different things. Well, I mean, one of the most important things about being in a band, other than just playing together, obviously, is actually what music you're sharing, what music you're choosing to play to each other. And around that time, there was a serious sort of Ennio Morricone obsession going on in the band, which really obviously fed across into the way we were recording.
And yet there's no Whistler?
No, but there's a lot of pathetic attempts to sort of do similar sort of things. You know, I mean, we bought an old Mellotron and, you know, we're using lots of those sort of soft distortion, like old, you know, deliberately trying to sort of emulate old recordings, which Nigel's especially good at, mm-hmm. old recording techniques and stuff, you know.
Well, the track I thought we'd play from OK Computer is No Surprises.
Ah.
Do you want to say anything about writing this?
That's one of the songs that we refer to a lot, because just in terms of when we're in the midst of a song and we don't know whether we're just completely wasting our time, and No Surprises was like that all the way through. It was just, I don't know about this. And then it's amazing how, as soon as you just got a little bit of distance from it, as we're finishing the record and placing it in the record, how powerful it was, really, considering how difficult it was to make.
on No Surprises, was there anything that any moment where you realized, okay, this is actually a good track, this works?
It was, as often happens, it was actually sort of finally getting a vocal that made sense. Because it was so slow, and we had to do sort of, we ended up, we physically couldn't play it that slow. So it's we used the old Beatles technique of record it at the natural speed you want to play it and slow it down and get this sort of strung out effect. And then singing to that was just a really quite a weird experience.
All right, well, let's hear the results. This is No Surprises from OK Computer.
You look so
No Surprises from the Radiohead album OK Computer, and my guest is Tom York. I'm wondering if I've read this, and I know it's no secret that you've had
an
issue with depression over the years.
Oh, that secret.
That secret, yes. So how do you think that's affected you as a songwriter or a singer? Just in terms of, like, you know, your subject matter or your tempos or, you know, the kind of mood you're going for. Mm-hmm.
I think it's both destructive and highly creative, and in some ways it's a blessing, because when you're in the midst of it, you hear things and see things in a different way. I mean, actually, some people do literally see things in a different way. Some people, the things actually do actually get darker, and sounds actually change, and blah blah blah. And I find that it's a In a way, it's, you know, my brain is set to receive other things. And, you know, the trouble with it is really that it's debilitating as well, because you have you have a problem, you don't have energy, you don't have, in order to, especially in a band, actually, but just generally to be creative, you need to have a lot of energy. You can't just, you know, and so you can be extremely negative unnecessarily and... but it's really not a big deal. But at the same time, I mean, I choose to talk about it publicly, because I've always had a problem with the fact that people call music depressing, because it's like, what, you don't get depressed? What, your whole life is roses, is it? You know, that to me is like, you are in denial, and you are the one with the problem. I mean, I want to go out and I listen to disco music, I go to, you know, I do this stuff, but it just so happens that I'm built to do this. This is what I do. I mean, that's fine. But, you know, and I think that's why, I chose to make a thing out of it, because it was just really annoying me.
I know that after or during the OK Computer tour, which ended up being like a really long tour, and it sounds like there were times on stage during that tour when you were kind of unraveling.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, I don't know quite why. I think that a lot of the shows were very big, and it was not interesting. And mostly it was just not interesting. It just got boring, which sounds incredibly selfish, but why would you just carry on playing these tunes? I mean, you know, the trouble with it was that by the time we'd done that record, we were so sick of those tunes. And then you're faced with the prospect of, like, having to play them for another year and a half, which, you know, you've got to do, because you've got to let people know what it's about, and one of the things that we're good at is playing the tunes and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there just sort of comes a point where it's like, this is you're going through the motions. And as soon as you realise, I am going through the motions, this is sounding tired, that's it. You know, there is kind of no point. It's rock and roll. There's no point in you being there. It's like it ceases to be rock and roll and just becomes some sort of dodgy circus.
Well, I want to play another track, and this is from your album, Kid A.
Hurrah.
And I thought we could play Idiotech.
Hurrah! I like that one.
You got a real, like, electronic thing going on here. When did you start getting interested in electronic instruments? And I've been really wondering if you went back and listened to a lot of, like, the early electronic avant-garde music of, say, the 60s.
When did I do that? I mean, I didn't really know much about it until, I guess, I started really collecting it up during the bands and OK Computer. I mean, the things I was really, really into at college was electronic music. I was massively into it.
Like what kind were you?
All the Detroit techno stuff that was coming out, and I was getting, I mean, I don't know what it was, half of it, you know. And there was all this sort of British answer to it as well. There's the Warp label in Sheffield. And they were coming out with just amazing stuff. I mean, the reason it was amazing was because I was DJing every Friday at college. And the stuff that sounded the most exciting coming out of the speakers was not the rock music. It was this minimal techno. It just sounded fantastic coming out of your Technics 1200s that the needle's a bit damaged and the speakers are kind of blowing up and you've had a little bit too much to drink and some twit is asking for the Pogues again. So you just whack on like some Warp record really loud and just clear the dance floor. But you are having the best time and that was my sort of formative thing with electronic. It wasn't actually sort of Kraftwerk. And I knew that was the reference point, and I had Waterband, but I didn't know, you know, the real history behind Kraftwerk at all. You know, I came to it all backwards, as one does. And then I got really heavily back into it after OK Computer, because I'd absolutely had enough of rock music, predictably enough. You know, I hadn't had enough of being in the band, but I'd had enough of those sounds. I mean, like OK Computer was a very consciously acoustic record using acoustic spaces very, very deliberately, hardly using any fake reverbs, using real reverbs and real room sounds, putting mics in the wrong end of the room and all this sort of stuff. And what was so exciting about electronic music is it's like literally there's no distance between the music and the speaker. It's just straight out the speaker. There's nothing else there at all.
What about with Idiotech? Did you intend for that to be electronic?
Idiotech wasn't. I mean, this is the good thing about being in a band. This is Idiotech wasn't my idea at all. It was Johnny's. Johnny handed me this DAT that he'd gone into our studio for the afternoon, and the DAT was like 50 minutes long, and I sat there and listened to this 50 minutes, and so it was just what. But then there was this section about 40 seconds long in the middle of it that was absolute genius, and I just cut that up, and that was it. For me, that's my most exciting time, is when someone just hands me something and goes, have you listened to this? And it's nothing to do with me, and I just respond to it immediately like that. I don't have to pick up a guitar, I don't have to do this and this and this. It's just there.
Well, Tom York, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for talking
Terry.
With us.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That's Idiotech from Radiohead's 1997 album, OK Computer. The band's latest album, In Rainbows, is available as a download on the group's website at whatever price you're willing to pay.